Welcome to Season 4, Episode 5 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what was said about Jesus on the cross. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. Jesus' death on the cross is the central event in the Bible. It is the sacrifice that made forgiveness, redemption, and salvation possible for all mankind. Jesus foretold of his death. Matthew 16:21 says, "From that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and raised up on the third day." The Scriptures in the Old Testament also prophesied of this event in passages like Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53. Sufficient evidence has been provided to produce belief. In addition to all the divinely given evidence, the gospel writers also record comments from some uninspired men as they speak about Jesus and his crucifixion. It is interesting to see what others understood about him, even some without the benefit of Old Testament teaching. So in this episode, we're going to look at the comments made about Jesus from four different individuals or groups. Number one, let's look at Pilate. Pilate was the Roman governor over the region that included the city of Jerusalem. The Jewish leaders brought Jesus before him, intending to have him put to death. Pilate initially resisted, but later consented after the crowd went into an uproar. And when Jesus was crucified, Pilate had an inscription placed on the cross that said, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews," John 19:19. We don't know Pilate's motive for writing this. It's doubtful that he really believed in Jesus since he was allowing his death. But it is significant that he clearly identifies who was being crucified. It is Jesus, but not just any Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. Unless there be any further confusion, he stated that he is the one who claimed to be king. He made this claim before Pilate in John 18 and verse 36. There would be no mistake by anyone who passed by and saw that scene. They would know exactly who was on that cross. Number two, you have the Jewish leaders. In responding to Pilate's inscription, the Jews protested. They said in John 19:21, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" They did not want Jesus identified as their king. They told Pilate in chapter 19 and verse 15 that they had no king but Caesar. But what they did in their statement of protest was verify the claim of Jesus. They affirmed to Pilate that Jesus said he was a king. They understood Jesus' teaching. They knew his intentions. They just did not believe him. They knew that he said, "I am King of the Jews." Number three, you have the thief on the cross. When Jesus was crucified, two thieves were crucified with him. And Luke records one thief challenging Jesus to save himself and them as well. And then the other thief rebuked him for this. He said, "We indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." He then said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom." That's recorded in Luke 23:39-42. This thief recognized two things. Number one, he recognized that Jesus was innocent. He knew that he didn't deserve to be on the cross. And second, he believed that Jesus would rule over his kingdom despite certain death on the cross. So he asked Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Therefore, we know that Jesus was recognized as a righteous man and that his teaching about the coming kingdom was understood by certain individuals, certainly understood by the thief on the cross. Number four, you have the centurion at the cross. The Roman soldiers were accustomed to crucifying prisoners. It was something they were trained to do, and there was nothing particularly unique about a crucifixion, usually. This time, though, it was different. While Jesus suffered on the cross, there was darkness from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, Matthew 27:45 records. That would be for us from noon until 3 in the afternoon. There was darkness over the land. And immediately after his death, There was an earthquake. The veil of the temple was torn in two. The graves were opened and the dead came into the city. Matthew 27:50 through 53. The centurion who was there to oversee everything took note of all that had happened, including all that Jesus said and did, and reached a conclusion. Matthew 27:54, he said, "Truly this was the Son of God." Now, does the centurion mean that he thought Jesus was the Son of God as we understand it, or just that he was righteous, as Luke suggests in Luke 23:47? In either case, this man understood that Jesus was different, that he was innocent, and that the power of God was with him. So in conclusion, when we consider all of these things, we get an idea about what the people thought about Jesus. They recognized him as a Jew from Nazareth. They also understood his claims of being a king. If they were honest, they recognized that there was no just cause for his condemnation. It was also plainly demonstrated that God was with him. And besides the testimony of these uninspired men that has been recorded for us, this is what the scriptures teach as well. We must believe what it says, believe in Jesus, and look to him for our salvation. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about Christ being the end of the law. Until then, I hope you have a great week.